AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Warplanes from the world's two most powerful militaries are now bombing Syria. But some activists claim Russia's targets include rebels backed by the United States. The U.S. is leading a coalition that's targeting Islamic fighters there. Our national security correspondent Sagar Magani is at the Pentagon sorting this out.
When it began airstrikes yesterday, Moscow insisted it would be targeting Islamic State militants, but the U.S. said it appeared Syrian opposition groups were the real target. This morning, Russia says it's going after both Islamic State fighters and other well-known groups, picking targets in coordination with the Syrian army.
Residents on the East Coast are getting ready for lots and lots of rain. A historic rainstorm may be about to hit the Carolinas all the way up into New England. And it could get even worse if Hurricane Joaquin veers away from the Bahamas and toward the East Coast. The National Hurricane Center's Rick Knapp.
What people need to be doing is preparing for the possibility of direct impacts from Joaquin while they're dealing with the next few days of some heavy rains and potential local flooding.
Heavy rains already flooded some streets in South Carolina, where a man was rescued after his vehicle was swept off the road, but another person died after several cars got stuck in floodwaters. In Waynesboro, Virginia, Henry Fitzgerald says the floodwaters there were almost unimaginable.
I have a truck and it was all the way up to the running boards. I've never seen it that bad. And I've been here for 25 years.
He talked to WHSV-TV. The wider storm could affect the East Coast by Sunday, the Hurricane Center says now. A climate research group says if governments stick to their promised carbon emissions cuts, it could rein in global warming by as much as 1.8 degrees by the year 2100. The Dow is down 57 points. This is AP Radio News. Last week, more of us signed up for unemployment, but our Jerry Bodlander reports from Washington. The experts aren't worried about this.
The Labor Department says the number of people filing first-time claims for jobless benefits was up by 10,000 last week to 277,000. But that is still a very low level, one economist noting that since February, every weekly report has shown claims below 300,000. Right now, the number of Americans who are getting unemployment benefits is the lowest since November of 2000. Analysts expect tomorrow's jobs report for September will show a gain of about 206,000 jobs, with the jobless rate staying at 5.1%. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
GM says over the next 3 years, it will invest heavily in autonomous cars and car and ride-sharing services. It announced plans to cut billions from its manufacturing and other traditional budgets. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.